Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So tonight's the big night when the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award is presented during the Super Bowl pregame festivities tonight. This year's winner is Anquan Boldin of the San Francisco 49ers. And joining us this morning from Santa Clara, California, where the big game will be kicking off in just 13 hours, is the host of The Beat on WGN Radio and host of CLTV Sports Feed to talk about his father's legacy and the big award they'll be presenting tonight on the field. And that is Jared Payton. Jared, good morning to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So it's going to be about 73 degrees out there today. That's not so bad. It's a pretty good start.
You know, it's beautiful out here. Leaving from Chicago and getting to the West Coast, you start to feel a little bit warmer. And
I would think so.
You wonder why am I in the Midwest right now?
But, yeah, right.
But anytime you get to go somewhere warm, it's always great. And just the atmosphere right now is wonderful.
So you can do radio from anywhere, but you're on television now. So you kind of got to be in the city.
You
for
have
that,
to
the
be
big
dolled
city.
Up
yeah.
with all that makeup and
right.
suits on. So.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, one of the greatest players in NFL history, your father, earned 9 Pro Bowl selections, MVP titles, Super Bowl, and several rushing records at 16,726 yards, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 93, 13 years with the Bears, but also one of the greatest people in the world with all the charitable things he did through the Walter and Connie Payton Foundation.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when, you know, you start to talk about your dad, and who was an unbelievable athlete, but I think more people want to talk about the man that he was. And I think that's where not just myself, but my family, we hear more of the stories about, I met your dad here at a Jewel Osco, and he stopped and helped me pick up the bread that fell on the ground. I mean, you hear these stories, and, you know, my father was very, very aware of having my sister and I go with him to places and go to, you know, give out turkeys on Thanksgiving and see what it means to be able to give back in service. It's a big reason
why. Great teaching experience.
Yeah,
it's a
great reason why my family and I kind of kept it going, because that's all we've ever known. And I love my dad. I think he's the greatest football player ever. But the man that he was, to me, is what's most impressive.
Well, you've got your own foundation as well. And,
yeah.
and I know you do stuff through your football camp, but you've got an anti-bullying program that you conduct. I think that's very cool, too.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to watch some of the kids that I get a chance to impact. Last year, I spoke to over 50 schools in the Chicagoland area. And now I got a new job, so time is limited. But I try every Tuesday to go out to speak to a school. This upcoming Thursday is our bowling event at Kings in Rosemont for the anti-bullying campaign. So we look forward to having that, and we'd love to have some people come out and enjoy the great night with some of my friends and I as we try to bowl for a great cause.
How do we find out information about that?
You can go anywhere. Probably find me on Twitter or go to my website, jaredpayton.com or jaredpayton.org.
Now, the NFL Man of the Year Award has been around since 1970. Your father won it in 1977. It's now named in his honor. What is the criteria to be nominated?
It's about being a good person. It's, symbolizing everything that my dad was about. And that is, you know, being a good football player, but also being that man that understands that you've been blessed with a lot, but it's time to be able to give back as well. And a lot of these guys, when you look at, we get a sheet of each player from each team that was nominated, and then trying to narrow it down to just 3, it's pretty hard.
I
because
bet.
All these guys do great work in the community.
Yeah.
And I really love the fact that we get a chance to do this, because with all the bad stuff that we see about the NFL, this shines the light on the good things that the guys are doing.
But even being nominated and seeing all these guys, it really shows you the depth of players that are really involved in their communities.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And these guys, they love giving back, and they're doing great things. And just for them to get a chance to be with our family, we meet with their family, it's a pretty special time.
And by the way, there's more Chicago Bears and I think some Kansas City Chiefs than any other team that had more winners long before it was named after your dad. But I'm sure
it's because they were inspired by Walter.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you look at just a long list of players that have played in the NFL. To be known as one of the best, that means something, and that means that, you know, people looked up to you as they grew up and wanted to be like you. And yeah, we look at the football player and we want to, you know, be great, and it, especially now you can make a lot of money, but, you know, football is going to end one day.
Yeah.
And what will your legacy be?
Yeah.
And that's what's so special for our family, is that my dad's been gone since 99.
It's crazy.
But
yeah,
it keeps building, and, you know, Roger Goodell and the NFL has helped grow this thing to now Nationwide is the sponsor. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. And the night of, you know, getting the chance to see people just jump up and clap for the winner at the NFL honors,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
But you, your mom, Britt, that you hit the field in the pregame of the Super Bowl every year and present the award. What is that experience like? That's just got to be crazy.
Walking out, I'm trying to get ready for that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the feeling of walking down on the field and knowing, yeah, that everybody in the world is watching you right,
yeah,
now. You would, yeah, think that my Twitter account would, yeah, go crazy. Not as much as you think. Maybe like I get maybe 20 followers, but I mean, there's millions of people watching. And for me, I don't have to say anything, so I just put a smile on my face.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you think about this. They're predicting this to be the most watched television event in the history of in 65 years of television.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. So I spoke to your sister earlier this week about her experience also being part of this annual tribute to your father. So, Brittany, some of the very cool things the Walter and Connie Payton Foundation still does throughout the year. The fundraising is amazing. It's, you know, for veterans and the partnership with Concord Place, the Sweetness Run that happens every June. You guys have toy drives. You got school supply drives. Very cool that you and your family has carried on this tradition that your father started.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, it's really just an honor for us. You know, my father started it all the years back and, you know, really instilled it in us as a family. You know, my brother and I were involved from a young age, you know, helping out, and it's been great. And you know, after he passed, my mom really, you know, took the reins and, you know, continued to keep the foundation going along with my brother and I. And it's been great, and we've been so lucky to have the support of the city and the fans and all of our volunteers who help with the foundation. And we've really been able to continue to grow it over the years and really expand. So it's pretty amazing, but we really couldn't do it without the help of all of our supporters and volunteers as well.
But isn't it cool, because you were taught at such a young age, and I think that's really important, that your parents pulled you into these events and showed you what it was all about. It taught you at a young age that you've got to give back and give back of yourself to the community. I think that there is very important.
Yeah, no, it is. And like I said, you know, both of my parents, that's what they really instilled in us in learning is, you know, you both are, you know, are very fortunate, but one of the big things is that you always continue to give back. There's always those that are in need, and it's part of our job to help them. And so it really is. It's just kind of like, I feel like it's something that's just instilled in us, you know. It's just a natural thing for us to do, and we love it. And I really couldn't imagine our life without having the foundation and the work that we do, because it really is such a big part of us and our family.
And it's the reason why that this NFL Man of the Year Award is named after Walter, your father. And I have to imagine, and I asked you this question too, what is the experience like for you? You know, you're kicking off the Super Bowl in the pregame by presenting this prestigious award. What is that like? That has just got to be surreal.
You know what, it really is. You know, and it's funny because, you know, we're there every year, so you know, it's like, oh, okay, you know, I can't believe it already that it's Super Bowl 50, you know, another Super Bowl is here. But it is pretty amazing. You know, every year I think about it, you know, my brother and I are down on the field, and, you know, he'll sometimes nudge me and joke with me a little bit. He'll be like, are you nervous? I mean, you do know there's like 100 million people watching, right?
And I'm like, no, 115 million people are watching.
There we go. I'm like, well, thanks, Jay. Now that you mentioned it, yeah, okay, I am a little nervous, but it's such an amazing honor. I mean, Commissioner Goodell and partnering now with Nationwide to sponsor the award has really just helped to take it to the next level. And it's a tremendous honor to have it named after our father and to really keep his legacy alive and really represent who he was, the man that he was, because it's such a big part of his life. But it's just amazing because it really highlights these men in the NFL who are doing so much good. You know, they're not only extraordinary athletes on the field, but they're amazing men, husbands. They do so much work in the community, giving back. And it's great to highlight these guys, you know, to show what they're all about. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, we hear too much about the negative going on and the guys that are doing, you know, things wrong. And these guys that are doing so much good for the community don't get enough recognition. So to have this award and the fact that it does it and it's really at the forefront, you know, to be right before kickoff at the Super Bowl, it's really amazing and speaks so much to how much the NFL, you know, really appreciates this award and what it means to them.
It sets a great example.
It really does. It really does. So it's an honor and it's a lot of fun. We love being here every year. You know, it's a great time because the entire family, you know, is together and we've got great activities throughout the whole weekend and really honoring these guys. And we've got three, again, amazing finalists this year. So we wish we could give the award to all of them.
Well, very cool. 150 million of you will be watching the Super Bowl tonight. Catch the pregame where Connie Jarrett and Brittany Payton will be on hand to present the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. And you can catch Jarrett hosting the Beat weekend afternoons right here on 720 WGN and host of Sports Feed weeknights on CLTV. And you can catch Brittany every Sunday night at 10 on Chicago's Best on WGN-TV and encore presentations throughout the week on CLTV. Have a great time.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. It's 720 WGN.